Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk with Nas. Today, I'm here with West Forsyth's head coach, John Layden. A lot to get into today. They're having a fantastic lacrosse season. They play in a very, very tough region, so we're going to be breaking down everything that's going on as the playoffs are almost here upon us. I think we've got a couple more weeks before that begins, but without further ado, coach, just give us a little bit of an introduction and, how long you've been coaching.
Well, I've been coaching for, geez, I don't know, probably over 35 years. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and coached at a high school called Chaminade High School, one of the better programs in the country, and coached at Adelphi University for a number of years as well, and overseas for a year or so. And been now at West Forsyth, this is my 11th season, so I've been at this thing for a little bit.
Yes, sir. And then I saw that you also played at UMass. Just, what kind of, lured you into the sport of lacrosse, when you were younger, and what have you enjoyed about it the most?
I mean, on Long Island, lacrosse, has been around a long time, and I was always a football, baseball guy, but got introduced to lacrosse, I think, in the 7th or 8th grade, and it just seemed like it was a lot more fun than standing in the outfield waiting for someone to hit the ball to you. And I just thought it was one of those games. Although as much as I enjoyed football, lacrosse was one of those games. It was, yeah, had more of abilities to express yourself and wasn't so cut and dry as football. And it was always something I really enjoyed and continued to play in high school and then in college. And after college, got into the coaching ranks at a pretty young age. So it's just something I've always liked. It's a fun sport, and it's always been kind to me.
Yeah, and then what are some differences, coach, as far as being on the pitch, being out there on the field, and then, kind of coaching it?
I mean, one of the things that I had in my favor as a player. I was someone I always saw. I saw the field well. I was someone who was more of an assist guy than a goal scorer. So it made it a little bit easier for the transition to coaching. And I had some great mentors when I worked at Chaminade High School that taught me a lot, necessarily about X's and O's, but a lot about life and the life skills you can teach people as a coach.
Yeah, and then as far as the score co the sport coach, it's growing a lot, growing pretty rapidly now. Just what are some of the challenges in playing boys lacrosse, and what do you think has led to kind of the growth of the sport overall?
I mean, I think it's just the general excitement of it. I know in the 11 years since I've been in Georgia, it has grown. It had grown a bunch, and now it's grown even more so. We're seeing some, top Division I players being produced in the state of Georgia go on to, and Division II and Division III players as well go on to play in the college ranks. I just think it's just an exciting game. It's got the combination of contact like football and a lot of the strategies like basketball, and it's a fun game to play. It's a fun game to even practice. Even though sometimes we try to make our practices fun, most of the time, and I think it's one of those things that's alert a lot of people to the game.
Certainly. And then, coach, let's talk about this season. You guys are having another great year, only one lo loss all year. Just what has allowed your team to play at a upper echelon level and just be competing at a high level and winning a lot of these games?
I mean, I think a lot has to do with the young men who play for us. They've kind of, we pushed them to be a certain way, but I think on their own, they've established the culture that we want to represent. They've worked hard on their games individually. They've worked hard as a group in practice. They've worked hard in our conditioning we do in the off season and the weight training we do in the off season. So a lot, most of the credit goes to the boys who have really put the game in the forefront of their lives, and it's really paid quite good dividends for us this year.
Yes, and speaking of the loss, coach, just really close games between you and Buford. Just what do you remember from that game? What stands out to you in a really competitive region battle between you guys?
I mean, we were 12-0 going into the game. We're coming off a big win over Lambert, and we were very excited to play them. We knew how good Buford was. And we just, it was one of those games. We hadn't had one all year. I think we were up 6-5 at halftime, and then we just had a really bad third quarter in a number of ways. And give credit to Buford, they kind of took advantage. But then we came storming back and just kind of came up a little bit short. But they're a great team, and I think we've learned a lot already from that particular loss. Sometimes it's better to lose and move forward and learn from that. We're hoping as the season continues.
Yeah, and speaking of Lambert, defending state champion, I think they've won the last five titles. You guys go, toe to toe with them, get that big victory, the first win against them in program history. So how cool of a moment that was, Coach, being able to beat a rival like that.
I mean, it was a great moment for our team members. I think also, it has to be mentioned that it was really a good moment for all the people that came before this team, the players that came before, the coaches, all the support we've had from our youth program and our booster club people. So, I mean, I got a lot of phone calls and text messages from people who have been with us all along, and it was a great win for everyone. But we move forward and we look to continue to progress. Enjoying that victory very much.
Yes, sir. And let's talk a little bit more about the team. Attacking wise, you guys have been really good this season, Coach. You scored pretty much double digits all year long. Just what's allowed your attacking in, and you can kind of couple that with the midfield, just being able to attack teams at a high level and being able to score so many points.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented guys on at the midfield and on attack, and we decided to try some different things this year, which is always challenging. That's stuff we haven't really done before, but we committed to it as a coaching staff, and the players bought into it as players, and we were patient with it, and they were patient with it, and I think it's paid great dividends. It takes a lot of good players to be successful offensively. And I think, it's more than one or two guys. I think we have a lot of guys contributing now. And as the season moves on, you're seeing more people earning playing time, which makes me very happy for what lies ahead for us.
Yes, sir. And tell me a little about the impact of Grayson Brockman. Obviously, he's going to play D1 on the next level. Just what has he brought to your team, and what's his impact been on the boys?
I mean, Gray's been on the varsity since he was a freshman. And, his sophomore year, he stepped up and, had a big role when one of our bigger players got hurt. And then last year, he was an All-American. And the biggest difference with Gray has been this year is not only, his great talents. He's shown tremendous leadership as a senior captain. And now not only is he scoring, a lot of goals, he's also assisting on quite a few. He's trusting in his teammates, and his teammates are trusting in him. I think that's what's made us a little bit more dynamic on the offensive end.
Certainly. And then, Coach, tell me, you just mentioned the guys getting more playing time as the season kind of winds down. Who have been some of those guys for you specifically, and how have the young guys been for you this season as well?
Well, I mean, we have a really good senior class, but we have some great juniors that have been terrific for us. Our three attackmen, Will Zylstra, and James Davidson, and Brandon Halloran is also our starting point guard. And at the midfield, we've had, our senior Sean Pepple, who contributes quite a bit. We've had a freshman who's been absolutely outstanding, which is really, as you can imagine, hard to do. And Jack Shankmeyer, who's been really terrific. His poise and his ability to play with older guys has really been great. And we have some midfielders who played last year as sophomores have really grown up a lot in Ryder Stewart, who's a football player, and Henry Delvin, a football guy. And we're starting to see some more playing time for guys like Evan Egoff and Foster Orris. So, I mean, on the offensive end, it's been great. And then we're starting defensively. We're starting to get some people healthy as we had some injuries. And Brady Gillis, who's our stalwart senior captain defenseman, has been great all year. And then we've had great performances by junior defensemen, Ryan Webb, Lucas Prinky, and then a number of other guys who are really starting to shine now in the last few games. So it'll be interesting. We have two games left coming back off of spring break, and then two games after that in the playoffs start. So it should be interesting to see how it all pans out for us.
And really quick, speaking of spring break, Coach, what's kind of the schedule been this week? Have you really done a lot of practices with your players? You're kind of just giving them the week off and then come back and get prepped?
Yeah, we've given them the time off. We have a period of time in February where it's a 5-day weekend for the kids, and we ask everyone to stay around for that because we play a series of games during that particular time, and we usually give them some time in spring break. We're going to practice Saturday when we get back, and then we have Monday, and then we start back up with Cambridge on Tuesday. We're done with our area play, so we're playing four very strong programs after the break. But it's a situation that obviously it matters, But it's a situation we're looking to kind of tune up and get ready for what lies ahead in the end of April, hopefully into May.
And great point by that. I want to expound on that a little bit, you know, kind of tuning up and getting right for the postseason before May. Just, you know, what are you kind of expecting from your team kind of in those playing those really good programs in a couple of weeks?
I mean, you know, it's been our philosophy from beginning until now. I mean, we obviously put a lot of time in scouting our opponents. I think even more so now, we really want to worry about ourselves. How can we get better? And we've been pretty good, but we want to get better in order to, you know, move forward in the postseason and perhaps, you know, beat some of these teams, the strong teams that we're playing after the break. I think it's more about us than anyone else. And you know, as good as the years we've had, we see a lot of room for improvement. So that's even more exciting than you can imagine.
Certainly. And then I want to ask as well, Coach, what do you think the team's ceiling is this season? Obviously, they've been playing. They're very talented, for one. They play really good cohesively. But what do you think, you know, they could ultimately accomplish this year?
I mean, you know, we try not to talk about, like, the big picture. We're just and I know it's kind of a boring answer, but we just try to get better with every game, you know. So we've had a great start. We're 13-1. And we're looking to get better since the 14th game when we play Cambridge in the 15th game and then move on from there. I think, you know, I mean, obviously we have some certain aspirations, but I really think that, you know, we try to remain grounded and just get better one step at a time.
Got you. And then, Coach, far as, let's say, you know, your team struggling, you're in the game, as you mentioned, the Buford game, right? Up 6-5, or let's say you're in the game trailing 5-6 or whatever. What are some things you tell them at halftime or strategies you try to implore just to kind of get them going and get the offense working, or even defensively to get your team, you know, back in it?
I mean, you know, I mean, culturally, we talk about some things. It's a big word, culture, but we try to play with a lot of energy. We try to play with a lot of toughness, and we try to play with a lot of trust. And I think in times of need and close games we've had this year, we just lean upon everyone trusting in one another. You know, the players trusting each other, the players trusting the coaches, and the coaches trusting one another. And usually things work out pretty well if we can do those sort of things.
Got you. And then I want to talk real quick about the offseason program. You mentioned it kind of being a staple going into the season. You know, how does that work for your program? Obviously, you got some players, you said, that play on the team that play football. But when does that offseason program start? And what are some things you have them do?
I mean, you know, since I've been here, we've always had a summer program where we try to keep everyone together. It's called We and Us Lacrosse. And for the most part, we keep most of the kids together in the summer. It allows football players too, because we do it at night and football is usually done in the morning into the afternoon. And then we, you know, and some guys are playing other club programs as well. And then we have a fall program where we play some local teams and some tournaments and are able to practice once a week. We have 4-for-1s where, you know, four players can work with a coach on certain aspects of the game we try to work on. We do conditioning twice a week, you know, once school starts again in the fall, and weight training a couple times a week. A lot of the boys do a great job of working on their own also weight training. So, I mean, it's not just a springtime thing. It's a full-time commitment from these guys, and they've really done a super job being committed to, you know, the process, which the end goal is just being as good as we can be.
Yes, sir. And I asked you a question as well about the team. So first, it's a two-sided question. First, just what's been your favorite thing about coaching the sport of lacrosse? And then two, what's been your favorite thing about the group this year that you've been able to coach, you know, seeing where they're going right now and being at the record they're at?
You know, I mean, I think for me, you know, I tell the parents every year since I've been here that we use the vehicle of lacrosse to take young boys that are sometimes 14, 15-year-olds that come to high school. And we try to, you know, try to get them to be, you know, responsible, you know, good young men. So going from a young boy to a good young man, making himself accountable for certain things, I think that's really the bigger message than winning or losing. I think, you know, with all the things that we do, hopefully that's something that goes on. And as far as this team's concerned, you know, I've been around some really good teams in the past. I think this team, you know, it sounds maybe perhaps a little bit corny, but this team really cares about each other. You know, I think all the players, you know, have a real concern and love for each other. I think that goes from the coaches to the players. and the players to the coaches and players to players. I think that's what really makes this group so special so far. So, but we'll see.
Yes, sir. A couple more questions, Coach, before I let you go. One, obviously, you mentioned, you know, fine-tuning prior to the playoffs. Just what do you think it's meant to your group, just overall, playing in that tough of an area, as you mentioned, playing in the Bufords of the world, playing the Lamberts, who are some top-tier teams, are going to be there, you know, in the postseason when it's said and done. What do you think that's allowed your group to do going forward into this tough stretch prior to postseason?
Yeah, I mean, the area is new this year. So you have, you know, Buford and Lambert, and you have North Carolina is a strong program, and Milton, and a number of other schools I'm probably forgetting, but there weren't too many easy games on that schedule. We would have played those type of teams anyway, but I think it certainly prepares you for what lies ahead in the playoffs. And we try to play as a competitive schedule as we can for that very purpose, to be ready for those games in April, and hopefully if you can continue maybe sometime in May.
And then expounding on that, Coach, what we see maybe for Scythe, maybe you have in the past, I'm not sure if you have, you correct me if I'm wrong, but playing some of those, you know, in those tournaments that are out of state, playing some of those, you know, national or really good programs out of the state as well. Will we see that in the future potentially?
You know, we played in an event called the King of Spring, which is held in Raleigh-Durham area. And we haven't done that in a couple of years. But we used to play some of the better teams, you know, in, I guess, the Southwest, you'd say. You know, we played usually two games in a two-day span, and we played some pretty good teams up there. We may go back to that eventually, but it was always fun to run around with some really good programs, and we think it really helped our growth as a program and can, you know, and moving on even to today when that was a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir. And last question, Coach. You know, I guess what's been I may have asked this, but what's been the most rewarding thing as far as just, you know, seeing kind of the growth of the team, as you mentioned, you know, already you've been to Elite Eight appearances, been to Sweet 16. You say they care about each other, but what's been just the most rewarding thing about coaching this group?
You know, it sounds kind of silly, but the most rewarding thing is we kind of have fun in practice for the most part. And usually when you're having fun, usually good things are happening. You know, there are certain times that, you know, aren't as fun as others. But for the most part, it's been fun to be around these guys. And I think they enjoy each other's company, and they enjoy the coach's company. And I think that's usually a recipe for success. So time will tell.
Yes, sir. And last question, what have you been doing with your spring break, kind of your off period, and what have you kind of been up to?
Well, my wife and I went down. We're just finishing up a vacation here in Venice, Florida. We've been down here for like 4 days and headed back and start watching film on Cambridge and Harrison. We're getting ready for next week, and we're going to practice on Saturday. So we get to get away from it for a little bit, but we get back to work come tomorrow. We get home early tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to say, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on your vacation, on your spring break, for doing that, doing the interview with me. Good luck to your team. It's been a pleasure watching you guys all season long and being able to do rankings on you guys. And obviously, I'm going to probably do a story on you guys as well. But good luck the rest of the way, and can't wait to see what happens in the postseason.
Thanks, Taj. You do a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.